But here's the one thing you got to learn about Joab. The guy's cunning. He's deceitful. And the only reason he retreated is because he wants to live to fight another day to take off Abner's head. And he's like, I'm not going to be able to get him this time, but I am going to get him next time. And this is something that you consistently see with the life of Joab. For example, with Absalom. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he, you know, Absalom takes off from the kingdom. He gets away from David. And Joab wants to take out Absalom. Why does he want to take out Absalom? Because of the fact that Absalom is an adversary to his king. And he knows that if Absalom kills David, then he's out of a job. So it's not because he cares for David. Okay, we'll get into that in just a bit. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 3. 2 Samuel chapter number 3. So we see that he doesn't really care for the life of his men. Play before me, you know. And here's the verse that I think of when I read that. James chapter 4 and verse number 1 says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your own lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not." The reason Joab was so insistent in going to war and killing people and doing it unjustly was because he was lusting for power. That's what he wanted. It wasn't because of loyalty towards David. Because when Absalom takes over and his dad flees, does Joab go with him? No, he stays with Absalom. Hoping to get some security, hoping to still retain some position and still have a job. He can care less, you know, who's in power as long as he's friends with the person that's in power.